new smart car technology is about to be put to the test. It's designed to make us all safer on the road. And joining us live this morning to talk more about it, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Good to talk to you again, Mr. Secretary. Thanks so much.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
How will this work for us as we drive along the roads?
Well, we're in Ann Arbor. We're at the University of Michigan, and we're at a Transportation Research Institute at the University of Michigan, and we're announcing a $25 million grant to Umtree, and that grant will pay for a year study where cars will technologically talk to one another. These cars will be driven by 3,000 volunteers for a year, and the whole idea is that these cars will be driven under ordinary circumstances to the store, to school, to work. And over a year's period of time, they'll be talking to one another about how to avoid accidents, which hopefully will avoid injuries and deaths. And it's a way for us to really test the next generation of technology for safety in automobiles. So we have the cooperation of our friends in the automobile industry. We have great research going on. It's a study that really will allow us to see if safety technology in cars can save more injuries and save more lives.
Now, this isn't like an autopilot. You'd still be driving the car, but in the event, say, you had a blind spot and you were pulling into the center lane from the left lane, this would give you an indication and maybe take over operation of the vehicle so you wouldn't make that mistake?
Absolutely. Well, it doesn't take over the vehicle, but it alerts the driver. Just as you said, these are ordinary people, ordinary Michiganders who volunteered for this, and they'll be driving cars that are manufactured right here in Detroit, right here in Michigan, cars that we see on the roads around Washington. The only difference is they will have technology that will warn the driver about maybe a car too close and maybe an opportunity for an accident, and then it'll be up to the driver obviously to take action.
If this works as well as you hope it works, what's the soonest we'd see this in cars that we drive?
I think a year from now we will look at all of the statistics and make a judgment about if this really does work, and again, using ordinary citizens with cars that are manufactured in America,
right.
We could have this kind of technology in cars soon after the research shows that it will save injuries and save lives.
Now, what's different about this from today? Right now, we have some technology. If you make that move into a lane and your vehicle senses that there's another vehicle there. There are some cars already equipped with alerts that go off and tip you off to the fact that you could get into an accident. We have that backup technology so you don't inadvertently hit someone. But in this case, you actually have vehicles exchanging information from vehicle to vehicle?
That's exactly right, and that is the difference. Vehicles actually talking to one another, believe it or not. And the people that have developed this are people that want to take safety to a new level, take safety technology to the next generation, and so this is frankly where we were at 20 or more years ago when we were talking about seat belts and airbags. We're testing technology that could possibly save a lot more lives and a lot more injuries.
Wow, that's cool. Hope it works just as you think it will. Thanks, Mr. Secretary. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood with us.